Everybody, Andy here again. And this morning I caught part of a radio programme on BBC Radio 4, and the programme was called The Listening Project. It was only a short programme, but it's all part of, as it suggests, a whole project called The Listening Project, strangely enough, and the idea being that what they want to do there is to create some sort of library of ordinary people and ordinary conversations that people have, and broadcast them and collate them and collect them, and it's all being done in association with the British Library as well. And apparently, I've just done a bit of research on it, and I put a link below here actually in the description to the project. It's been inspired by something called Story Corps, or CORE, which is an initiative set up in the USA as well, and that all the idea being to provide Americans of all backgrounds, beliefs, etc., an opportunity to record and share their memories and their stories of their lives, and all that's being put into the Library of Congress over there, and as I said, it's being put into the British Library over here. And this is one of those great things that the internet is so good at, and the fact that we can store so much stuff. I've talked about this at length, and I intend to again shortly on a slightly different topic, but listening to that and listening to ordinary people maybe telling stories about their workplaces in the past, and you know, the memories going back sort of decades and decades, made me think actually of some of those people that I've met in my working life, especially back in the earlier days in the sort of mid-70s when I first started on the railway at a place called Tunbridge, about 30 miles away from where I live now in Hastings. And some of those, or a lot of the people that I worked with in that time, the older people, were the old steam boys. These are the guys that had driven steam engines right up until they sort of went out in the late 60s. So it wasn't that long. It was within a decade of steam having ended when I was there. And most of those old drivers have worked, some of them through the wartime era as well. And some of the characters you used to get were unbelievable. I mean, the railway was great for characters. I'm sure lots of other workplaces are as well. And it's always, people lament the fact now that it's never quite the same. The characters aren't as they were. Maybe they're not allowed to be for whatever reason. Things are more regimented or whatever. But you listen to these guys and some of the things that they come up with, some of the stories and the memories that they had, whether they be funny stories or whether they be serious stories about some of the things that used to happen to them. And that's exactly the sort of thing that they're talking about trying to put down now as a digital archive for this listening project. And it's such a great pity that in those days no one ever thought about recording those conversations that you used to have in the old mess rooms and things like that, or even as on a one-to-one basis in the engines, you know, the cabs of the engines that you used to work with these guys with. And all those lost conversations, so many of those people now, I was only thinking about one of these guys came into my head the other day for some unknown reason. I really can't remember why. And I was thinking, I wonder whatever happened to John, you know, so and so. And what a character he was. Not one of my favourite characters, but a character nonetheless. But some of the others, in those conversations you had, some of the things he used to talk about and the stories that he used to tell, wonderful stories, very funny stories. Some of these guys were just natural sort of raconteurs, and they could reel out these great speeches and jokes, and some of them will have you in absolute stitches all the time. And those memories have been wiped away. If those guys have died, those conversations obviously were never recorded, and they've all gone. They've all been lost, and that opportunity to record these people and to listen to these people again has been lost. All of that history, that personal history of individuals, because individuals make history just as much as kings and queens and statesmen make it. In fact, you could argue that the ordinary person makes history even more so because of the way that they live. But just think that we've got an opportunity now to actually record these type of things. And well done to the BBC and the British Library for putting this together. And also over there in America as well, the Story Corps thing, if you can get involved with it. Because with the listening project here, you can actually record your own conversations with people within your own family or friends, relatives or work colleagues or whatever. If you've got something you want to talk about, you can record it and send it in, and they can put it up onto Audioboo as well. They've got an Audioboo channel on here as well, apart from obviously possibly it going out on the radio. They want to get this archive of ordinary people, the way that ordinary people live, and because they recognise now, as maybe we didn't in the past, is that the ordinary people contribute a lot, and they've got a lot to say about the ordinary working life of the ordinary working person, because we're just as interesting as those kings and queens and statesmen, as I mentioned earlier on. So it's a great pity I still have the memories of those people that I used to work with, but it's such a great pity that I haven't got photographs of them, but also B, I have no physical record or digital record or sound record of some of those conversations, etc., that went on all those years ago. But now at least we have some way of maybe trying to put that down for posterity, for future generations to listen to and remember the things that have now have gone, because that's the thing with history, it passes, things change. Having a conversation this morning about my childhood versus the childhood of my children now, completely different times, and those times have gone, and if we have nothing to remember them by, whether it be photographs, video, or didn't have video or film or whatever it was, Super 8 cine film or something like that, but or sound recordings, it's gone forever. So let's make the most of using these facilities that we've got now and trying to preserve it for yourself as well, because it's great to look back on these things as we can with things that I've recorded on here over the past few years. I can listen back and think, oh yeah, I remember that, I've forgotten all about that. It's like a little diary. Anyway, I'll leave it there and have a look at the links that I put below. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.